feeling rather generous today. So, in the spirit of kindness, I want to share a secret with you. Something kept strictly between the two of us. I have oh so many secrets to choose from. So many little things hidden in my delicious imagination. Which fantasy should I share with you today, It could be my deep love of degradation. Or maybe how much I want a man to hold me down and edge me for hours. No, I think I have a better idea. One that just might fancy you. And if it doesn't now, it will soon enough. Let's talk about how much I love being your kitten. My little pet play fetish. Now, Daddy, Master, I love when you make me crawl. I hope you heard me right, because I'm never admitting it again. Even now, alone in my room, a part of me squirms at the thought of leveling myself into something so humiliating. But the facts stand. I do love it. There is something so intrinsically unsatisfying about being made to get on my hands and knees, making those deliberate strides, those strides full of sin and seduction towards you. My heavy breasts hanging down, my ass high in the air, my hips swinging to the beat of our dance. I relish this primal feeling, the predatory gleam in your eyes as you watch me move towards you, the way you make me a cock-hungry animal. Teasing and haunting me with the promise of being fucked, but only after I work to earn that. And I will earn it. When you don't have any more crown to put between us, when you finally let my carpet-burned knees take a seat at your feet, I'll open my pretty mouth and take you as deep as I can bear, until I'm gagging and struggling to breathe. I would choose your cock over air any day, love. Then you give me my second treat. Something leather and perfectly befitting my neck. You guessed it. A collar. And you get the leash. Now, let me tell you one last thing, Master. My last intellectual thought before I lose myself to my own fantasy. A leash has two ends, both of which must be held for it to serve its purpose. We are bound to each other, sir. Not by that silly chain, but by the mutual need for each other. I want you to take this newfound leverage over me to your advantage. Control me like the misbehaved pet I am. Pull the leash until I'm hovering over your engorged cock, aching to have it an inch away from my reach. You're going to make me beg for it, aren't you? Well, Master, please let me have it. Let me work for your cum. I need it. Your hands switch from the leash to a fistful of my hair and push me down your entire length. Your growls of pleasure and curses are music to my ears. Sir, I will take you right to the edge. Your cock throbbing with need. The taste of you on my tongue making my thighs wet with need. I swirl my tongue around your tip until you use that leash to pull me down to your base again, controlling the pace of us, making me take you in for a long fucking time. You ask me if I want you to come in my mouth, and I grin like the greedy little cum slut I am. Please, please, sir, yes, please. You pick up the pace, holding my head so you can fuck my mouth. One thrust, another, and then your hips thrust into me, pumping your pleasure onto my tongue and down my throat. I swallow as much of it as I can, love, but some of it escapes the confines of my lips to return down my chin. As you finally loosen your grasp on me and kiss me to taste the passion lingering between us.